all the important parties with us. Okay. If you'll all stand and join me for the flag salute. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Mission statement. Let me get rid of that. The Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Item number three today, special presentations and proclamations. Do we have any? I'm not hearing.
We do not.
Okay. Okay. Diane, could you do the roll call and introductions?
Yes, sir. Members present, please signify by saying aye. Director Smith.
Muted.
Am I muted?
No, you're fine.
No. Go ahead, Diane, you're fine.
Okay. Members present, please signify by saying aye. Director Smith.
Aye.
Director Castillo.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Seifert.
Aye.
And Director Krause.
Aye.
Others present include General Manager Ryan Goss, Mike Williams and Jim Pritchard of Columbia Capital, and myself, Administration Manager and Board Secretary Diane Cartwright. And we welcome any members of the public who may be joining us via Zoom.
Okay. Approval of the agenda. Any changes from staff?
We do not have any changes today.
Any from directors? No. Public comments. A person wishing to comment on an agenda item should wait for the president to request comments and then unmute his or her phone, ask to make a comment, and wait for the president to recognize him or her. You have 3 minutes to complete those comments unless a longer time is granted. No speaker may allot his or her time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section of the agendas. A speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport Board. Please note that if you are addressing the board on items not on the agenda, Brand Act does not allow the board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not noticed publicly. Therefore, the board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information, or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. The comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion, and non-agenda comments are limited to 3 minutes each with a total of 15 minutes. Do we have any comments not on the agenda? Hearing none. Item number six, Civil Air Patrol.
We do not have any representative.
And number seven, Big Bear Pilot Association, Jack.
Yeah, we have nothing significant to announce at this meeting.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next item is the consent agenda, approval of draft minutes on pages 4 through 6, regular board meeting 4 p.m. on December 8th of 2021, and 8.2 is the year-to-date financial report. Anyone like to make a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move to approve the consent agenda 8.1, 8.1A, and 8.2.
I'll second.
Okay. And Diane, could you, it's a roll call vote, right?
It is, and I missed who seconded it.
I did.
Steve.
Okay. All right, I will take a roll call vote. Director Castillo.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Seifert.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
And Director Krause.
Aye.
Okay, Director Seifert moved to approve the consent agenda, including the draft minutes and the year-to-date financial reports, and Director Castillo seconded it. All members present voted aye.
Thank you. I don't believe we have any pulled agenda items. So number 10 is our business matters. 10.1 is Board of Directors Committee assignments. Let me go over what the assignments are currently. Airport Development is Director Smith as chair, myself as member. Personnel is Director Seifert as chair, Director Castillo as member. Public Outreach is Director Castillo as chair and Director Lindstrom as member. And Safety is myself as chair and Director Smith as member. Is that what everybody recalls?
And Director Krause, I want to see if there's any public comments before you.
Oh, on the, I'm sorry. Was that on the previous matter?
No, just on this one.
Oh, on this one. Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm still getting used to this. Is there any public comment on the committee assignment? Okay, hearing none then. My inclination is to leave things as they are, committee assignments as they are. There are some of the committees that are in progress working on things, and it's an election year, and there could be changes in personnel at the end of the year, but unless there's an objection, I would prefer to leave all the committee assignments as they were set up last year. And I don't hear any objections, so I guess that would be it. Okay. Item 10.2 is a I'm sorry, correct me. Did I do something? Nope. Okay. Item 10.2 is a discussion and possible approval of Resolution 2022-01, re-ratifying the proclamation of a state of emergency by Governor Newsom on March 4th of 2020 and reauthorizing remote teleconference meetings, as itemized in pages 16 through 18. Do you have any public comment on this item? Okay. Discussion. Director Castillo, anything on this?
No, I think we should continue on and soldier on until this pandemic gets behind us, so nothing to add.
Okay. Director Seifert.
No, I think it should be the way it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, COVID is raging again, right? And until it gets either herd immunity or over with, we should just continue to protect everybody. So.
And Director Smith.
I think it's prudent to continue Zoom meetings at least for February meeting, and we will reconsider for the March meeting.
Director Lindstrom?
I feel the same way. I'm going along with everyone else. Continue as we are.
Yeah, I'm in there. We're all getting tired of this, but just as we think we're getting over the hill, there's another hill behind it. So does anyone like to make a motion to approve item 10.2.
I will make a motion to approve resolution 2201, authorizing remote teleconference meetings.
I'll second it.
Diane, would you do a roll call vote, please?
Yes, Director Smith moved to approve resolution 2022, re-ratifying the proclamation of a state of emergency and reauthorizing remote teleconference meetings. The motion was seconded by Director Seifert. I'll take a roll call vote. Director Seifert.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
Director Castillo.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
And Director Krause.
Aye.
And the motion passed with all members voting aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item 10.3 is a review of submitted proposals and possible selection of an underwriter placement/placement agent for financing the new terminal building project. And I know there's a long report on this. Is there any input from the public though before we go into the report? Okay, Ryan, do you wanna lead this?
Sure, good afternoon, everyone. Mike Williams is here along with some of his associates within his office, Jim Pritchett. The Airport Development Committee recommended to the full board to search for a funding source for the terminal building. The board gave me the authority to work with Mike Williams to lay out some guidelines of what we were expecting. And I think Mike has a little bit of information he wants to provide as well. And if you have any questions that are directly related to the financing side of it, I would send those to Mike. So Mike, if you'd like to go ahead and start.
Okay, thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon, board members and staff and members of the public. As Ryan mentioned, the board approved for the general manager to proceed with a review and feasibility for financing the terminal building project. And subsequent to that, board retained the law firm of QTAC Rock to serve as legal counsel on the financing. And the next step was to send out a request for proposal for investment banking firms to serve as an underwriter for a public financing or to send out requests for bank financing. So what we have before us today is the responses from a request for proposal that we put out in the middle of November and received responses, I think it was December 16th. Those responses went to Ryan and our firm directly. Our firm, myself, Jim Pritchard, and Shannon Harris reviewed the responses, and we put together a summary sheet of the three responses. And we have a cover letter, a memorandum where we went over these responses and are recommending one of the three firms. So I think this would be a good opportunity for board members if there was any specific questions regarding the responses, what's going on with interest rates currently, or any other financial matters related to this.
Okay. Before you talk to the board members, any public comment on the presentation by Mr. Williams or this matter in general? Okay. Director Castillo.
I'll start it off with, it's been a while since we covered this, so just keep refreshing our memory. But so just based on the three that submitted their proposals here, I'd like to get your thoughts on, to me, it looks like Hilltop is one of the most experienced. They've closed over 110 transactions since 2018. They're a little more pricey than the others, but I'd just like to know what your thoughts were on the three proposals since you're the expert.
Right. Well, we selected these firms based on our knowledge of the firms that help special districts doing their financing, and also upon recommendation of Albert Reyes, who serves as your legal counsel, and he's involved in many, many more transactions than we are. He's also a consultant to the Special Districts Financing Corporation. So anything that's done through the Special Districts Financing Corporation, Albert gets to review that and also review the legal documents. So I think our recommendation is not based on price. The differences are really immaterial when you think about a financing of $8 or $9 million. What's really going to impact this is going to be for us to find the best lender for your project. And that's going to include, you know, what the interest rate is and also on the terms of the loan. In some ways, this is, you know, basically like getting a consumer loan or a mortgage. However, there are some differences. And one of the differences is going to be that you're not going to be able to immediately refinance this loan like you could with a mortgage. You know, I think any of us that have had a mortgage for more than 5 years have at least refinanced one time because of the historic, low interest rates. But on a financing of this type, you know, for a municipal entity, normally there's anywhere from 30-day notice requirement to 3 to 8 to 10 years before you could refinance this. So basically what our job is to present all the financial information, the credit strengths of the district, and the need for the financing and how that's going to meet your goals and objectives, the sources of revenue that the district has and the stability of those revenues. And so what we're going to do after the selection of a underwriter placement agent is that, you know, we're going to take a look at both a private placement, which would be a loan from a bank, and we're also going to see what interest rates are for a municipal bond issue. Now, one thing that I want to make clear to everybody on the call is that the source of repayment for this loan for the terminal project is the revenues, the net revenues from the district. This is not going to be put on the tax roll and paid by any of the property taxpayers in the district. It's solely based upon the revenues of the district. So this is just another step in the process. Once we get the placement agent underwriter on board, then we can start putting out feelers to banks to see what their interest is. Because different lenders have different criteria. You know, they have a maximum maturity is usually a very important spot. So, for example, banks usually only like to lend for 15 years. There are some that, you know, for the past couple of years have been extending that to 20, and there may be even one lender that might go 25 years. But depending on what the interest rates are, we want to provide options for the board to consider, and those options will include, different final maturities, and just like with any other loan, the shorter the maturity, the higher the payments. So what we want to do is make those payments affordable, but also allow for some additional future debt. And for example, if the board wanted to borrow some money and build some hangars, we want to leave them some room to do that. So we are not only trying to just accomplish this financing, but it's very important to think about what the board and the district might want to do in the future. So all that being said, we think that Hilltop Securities did a very good analysis of the district, and they really like the fact that, you know, you get the property tax that you get, You have a very large area for the district. And according to your website, I think the average tax on a parcel of residential property is about $50. And so that's a good, you know, that's a good credit factor. So you don't have like one big property taxpayer in here. If that's a, you know, like a business or a big hotel or something like that. And if they left town, that would have a major impact, but you have a very diverse tax base. So that's very, very strong. So we like the fact that Hilltop Securities did a good credit analysis and said, if you did a municipal bond issue, you would be investment grade. So that would be, that debt would be able to be purchased by, you know, folks like us on the call here, you know. So it's not any high risk or, you know, just for certain investors. They also, I think they read and carefully followed the RFP. And in the RFP, we told them that the financing or the amount for the terminal project is $10.8 million, but that the board wanted to, you know, not exceed $500,000 a year. And the other ones really, you know, they didn't follow that in their examples, but Hilltop did, and they also said for every additional, you know, X dollars, it would reduce your annual payment by $60,000. So I think they did a very good job, and we've worked with them before. Albert's worked with them before. So that was the reason for our recommendation.
Excellent. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's kind of what I came up with too. It's like, we want the best placement agent so they can give us the whole smorgasbord, best choices to pick from, and then boom, then we go from there.
Right. Sometimes it's really kind of a treasure hunt to find, you know, the lender that really is looking for something like this. So they do a very good job. And sometimes we have, you know, 20 or more lenders, some bank and financial institution that this goes out to. So that's what we want. We want to cast a wide net so we have the best possible opportunity to get the best loan for the district.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Okay, that's all I got for right now.
Excellent. Go ahead, Mary Kay.
Was there any one thing that was outstanding that made you choose Hilltop, or was it the combination of everything?
Well, I think the one thing that I really keyed on is they spent a lot of time looking at the credit. You know, if any of us on the Zoom call here, we were going to go out and get a loan, you know, the lender would pull a credit report, and we have a FICO score. Well, in government, unless you're a governmental agency that issues debt all the time, like let's say the LA Department of Water and Power, or you know, the city of Burbank, or you know, city of San Francisco, those people are well known. So this is, to my knowledge, this will be the first debt issuance that the district's going to do. So what you want is a team that's going to do a very thorough review and show the credit strengths of the district. And I think that's where the real work was done.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mickey? Director Smith.
First of all, Mike and Jim, I really appreciate your analysis. That was useful to have that as well as the responses to the RFP. With Hilltop, I liked that they were actually leaving options open to reevaluate as this is moving forward. And also, if it's a public sale, they're actually less expensive.
Yes.
Other companies, the private sale was the more expensive, but as you said, right. An amount of the loan amount, that's not huge. You did say interest rates, and I think I know what's going on with them, but you probably have a much more detailed analysis of that than I do currently, and where they're going and how quickly in fact.
What I'd like to turn it over to my cohort, Jim, because he's already worked on several financings this year so far, and they just they did one for the city of Indian Wells this morning. So I think Jim has his finger on the pulse. So Jim, would you like to kind of give the board and the public here an update?
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone. Yes, Director Smith, as you mentioned, you know, rates have moved around. 2022 has started out to be a bit of a volatile year in the markets. Rates have been trending up these first 2-3 weeks of the year. And there's a little bit more control on the investor side of things. So we, as Mike mentioned, I did conduct a bond pricing earlier today. We got the deal done, but it was a little bit more challenging than, let's say, if it was a month ago. Probably would have went a little bit smoother. And rates are probably a good 30 to 40 basis points or 0.3 to 0.4% higher than maybe they were a month ago. So it's a little bit more challenging, but rates still are not far off from historical lows. And the fundamentals of the market are still intact. And one of the key fundamental things in the market is that there is still more demand for municipal bonds than there is supply. And so with that fundamental factor, you know, I think the market will hold together. So certainly still feeling very good about getting this transaction done at a good interest rate.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's all I have.
Okay. Director Seifert?
Well, I've been jotting down all kinds of questions and they've all been answered, which is good. I read through all the proposals too, and Hilltop kind of stuck out as a little more thorough. So, yeah, I mean, all the questions I had have been answered. So just thanks for all the work everybody's putting into this thing. It's quite astounding. That's it.
Yeah, I wanted to thank Mike and Jim for a very thorough evaluation. And it does seem to me that Hilltop is the best fit for us and the most experienced and capable of providing us what we need. And I want to thank Mike also for pointing out that this is not a project where we're looking for any additional funding from the public beyond what we already receive in the tax rolls. And I was just pointing out to a friend the other day that I don't believe the district has asked for any kind of an increase in taxes or assessments since its inception, 1979, something like that. And this will be done with in that same mode. I don't think I have anything further. Like, I agree with Rick, every question's been asked and answered. So with that in mind, Bob wants to, that was a lot of information. So let me open it up to any public comment. Bob, you had something?
Hi, thank you very much. I'm gonna apologize in advance because I did not get a chance to go through the packet that's available. So there's a couple of questions I have. Number one, what is gonna be the total project cost of this project? And number two, Jim was given an, I have a little bit bad audio connection, so I apologize. What was the interest rate? I know you talked a little bit about the summary of this year so far. Did you mention what a proposed interest rate might be on this particular loan?
Sure. I didn't specifically mention an interest rate on this loan. That's to be determined, and getting an underwriter or a placement agent on board. It's going to be the next step to help hone in on what that rate would be. We can guess, but one of the things I was talking about earlier is the market's a little volatile, moving up and down, mostly up. So it's a little harder to predict. So we're not sure at this point exactly what the interest rate would be.
And I think we could say it would be in the 3% range, though, right, Jim? It's going to have a 3 in front of it.
Yeah, that's likely, and it's contingent on a lot of things, one of which is the duration of the loan. If it's 20 years or 30 years or somewhere in the middle, that impacts the rate. So there's a lot of things that will impact that, but something with a 3 in the front feels about right.
Yeah, Bob, I apologize. I don't have the current estimate in front of me. Ryan, do you remember what the...
I believe we're right around 10.8 million.
Yeah, that's what I recall.
And that's all inclusive with demolition as well. So it's a turnkey.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion on this.
I'll make a motion to approve Hilltop as our underwriter placement agent.
I'll second that.
And Diane, could you do a roll call vote for us?
Yes, sir. Just to reiterate, Director Smith moved to select Hilltop Securities as the underwriter placement agent for financing the new terminal building project. Director Castillo seconded it. Director Seifert.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
Director Castillo.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
And Director Krause.
Aye.
The motion has passed with all members voting aye.
Okay. Item 11 is director's comments. Director Lindstrom, would you like to start us off?
I'm amazed at the amount of work that went into this proposal. I thank you very much for being so explanatory. It's really a good job. I just had a simple question on these, on Hilltop, well, the three of them. Thoughtful, very thoughtful, and very thoughtful. What does that really mean?
What that means is they read the information that we wanted in the request for proposal, and they responded to it, and some responses were a little bit better than others.
So it was just semantics that was, they were judged on how they made the presentation? I'm just curious with this.
Yeah, how they responded, how much they responded, and you know what our expectation was.
Thank you.
Okay, Director Castillo.
Yeah, again, I want to also thank Mike and Jim. You guys put a lot of work into this, and we can clearly see from when we first started, it would be completely foolhardy for us to go down this without some professional guidance. And now we've gotten to this level, and the Hilltop grabbed me right off the bat with the level of detail they already put into their proposal. And they're like, I used to be a mortgage banker. And so nowadays the whole world rests on being pre-qualified. Otherwise you're just wasting everybody's time and money. And that's something we don't need to waste any more of right now is time, because the market is trending up. Luckily, like Jim said, it's still historic lows, but boy, we don't want to let too much time go by before it could go way up. So and it could slip away. So they were already vetting us and kind of pre-qualifying us per se. So they know they're not wasting their time and they're not wasting our time. So yeah, I'm impressed by them and by you guys. Thank you very much. This thing's starting to get some steam. So appreciate it. And thank you staff, or our airport staff as usual. So, and the Airport Development Committee, Julie and Wes. So it's this thing's starting to move down the road. It's exciting.
Thank you.
Any chance that the way the lease or whatever you call it is written up, that the interest rates will change at all once you sign your name to the paper?
No, we don't want to get a variable rate loan for you. What we'd like to do is we'd like to lock in a very low rate that you're going to be happy with.
And that would last throughout.
Yes. Yeah. On as I mentioned, on some of the banks, they have a preference for a shorter loan, let's say 15 years. So we might get a bank that says, you know, we'll give you a fixed rate for 15 years. And then it would, you know, go to a variable rate then, or there would be a rate adjustment based on, you know, what the prime lending rate is or something like that. But just like with a mortgage, when I get a mortgage, I don't want to get a variable rate. I want to get a fixed rate for the duration, something that I can put in my budget and not have to worry about, oh, I have something come up that I have to deal with in 5 or 10 years. So we'll give you all the options that are presented to us, but our recommendation would be if we can get a, you know, a market rate, a low interest rate loan for, you know, as long as we can get it, what makes the most sense, that's what we would recommend that you do, that you, the board, have the ultimate decision on that.
Thank you.
Rick, Dr. Seifert.
I want to thank Mike and Jim for all the input and all the work they're doing. Yeah, it's nice to see you. It's getting a little bit of traction, right? I mean, things are starting to come together slowly. Of course, we want to go a whole lot faster, but it's exciting. It's going to be a great project. It's going to be a great terminal building when it's all done that everybody can be proud of, the whole Valley can be proud of. Thank you, public, for being here. It's nice to see some new faces we haven't seen in a while. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Director Smith.
I would also like to, again, thank Mike and Jim for their presentation and the work that they did actually behind the scenes, because that was the bigger amount of work. So thank you very much. Also, members of the public for joining us today, Bob for asking questions, thank you. And our staff for always doing a fantastic job. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, let me start by thanking Ryan and Diane and all the staff for another smooth running month of airport operations. This is really exciting because we've been talking about this for a number of years. We're actually moving forward, finding the money and doing it the right way. And I hope that our public, our constituents understand, re-emphasizing again that this is all going to be done within budget. It's being done with money that was accumulated, money that will be borrowed but paid out of budget with no further obligation from our community. And I hope that the community understands that this process we're going through today is wanting to spend their tax dollars in the most responsible and efficient way. And I think that Mike and Jim have led us correctly down the path to a really good underwriting and placement agent to guide this. That's it. That's all I have today. Our next meeting date is Wednesday, February 9th at 4 p.m., a regular board of directors meeting. It will again be by teleconference, unfortunately, but that's our lot. And with that, I'll call the meeting adjourned at 4:41 p.m. Thank you all.
Thank you, Wes. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.